All right, lads, and what's the crack? And welcome back to Kicking Out Mike and Jay. A bit of a Christmas special here. Again, joined by the inevitable Jay. How are you, man?
Yeah, very good, mate. Full after a very, very long Christmas of eating. But yeah, I'm not too well.
I was back to work today. It was heartbreaking. I live probably about 10 to 15 minute drive away from my house. I woke to my alarm at 7:47. I was meant to be in at 8 o'clock. I was kind of thinking, I was lying there. I was like, why is my alarm ringing? And like, it took about 30 seconds on. I was like, work, shit, up, run, throw on a few pieces of clothes. Like, it was mental, so it was. I don't know how. I got in probably about a minute or two late. Like, I don't know how I did it so quick. so I'm back in the full swing of things, back to normality. Good Christmas?
Yeah, really good Christmas, actually. Quite a nice one, just chilled, relaxed. Spent a bit of time with family. Spent a lot of time playing with toys with kids, which is always good fun. So, yeah.
Any chasing? No,
I didn't chase. I have been on and off the app for the last few weeks, but I haven't been doing any chasing. So I think those days for the whole weekend chases are probably behind me now. Anyway,
yeah, I can't commit. I chased Boxing Day. I did. I dipped back in. Yeah, I've been collecting the odd bit, and I collect contests just for the Derby GCs for when they come back, which is hopefully in the new year, in full swing. Now, I know there's a couple, but when they come back full pelt, where it's every weekend, and as I was saying to yourself, they're calling Fulham and Wolves a Derby, and every match is a Derby, and you're getting Derby GCs for everything. So I have been stocking up on contests. But yeah, as we currently speak, I think I'm 45th in the chase. Match is still on. I'd be happy with top 50, for what I'm chasing. But Steph is chasing for me at the moment. So, yeah.
I'm sure. You probably end up higher than you are now, then.
Yeah. No, that's a lie. I was 39 when I gave her the phone. She's now down to 44. So.
Yeah. There you go, then.
Yeah, we can't be at that. Just a little one. This I do plan on bringing this back on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
Two things I want to talk about tonight are the whole loan system.
Yeah.
And mods to an extent. I think mods needs its own podcast, but I want to kind of touch on it maybe in a part two. Podcast probably about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's get straight into the loaning system. Now, before I do say, I have spoken to people extensively. I've spoken to Charity extensively on this subject last night and today. A couple of the community members, I've spoken to a couple of them, have collected a good bit of information, put my own spin on it, and sent it off to them this morning. You love the whole loaning system, so I'll let you start.
For me, I don't really get the big issue with it, if I'm honest with you.
Right.
So from my point of view, I've never really needed to loan. So that's not me being big at it.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I've never really needed to loan anything. So I haven't actually loaned myself. But I have loaned to other people. And from my point of view, I really don't get the issue with it. If you're in a chase group, and you're chasing with a group of people, and one of the people in your chase group is teetering around the kind of, 18, 19, then why wouldn't I give him some spare cards to use, or her some spare cards to use? If it's not going to impact me where I finish, I'm comfortable top 20. If it's not going to impact me at all, I have no issue with it. I understand that, some people are going to miss out, but some people miss out every single week.
Yeah.
So if you're part of a group, then I think it's just the benefit of being part of a group. I've chased alone, I've chased in groups, I've chased in pairs, and it's just one of the added benefits. It's only the same as getting 11 sets and sending 11 sets out to get the awards.
Yeah.
If you start to say loaning isn't fair or loaning isn't right, you've kind of really got to look at the whole, well, you hold a set for me scenario, because if loaning isn't fair, that's loaning a set out.
Yeah,
everybody seems to be okay with that. So for me, I think it's just a massive non-issue that gets blown up out of proportion when someone gets a little bit salty about missing out, or someone in the chase group misses out. I just think, personally, everyone should just draw a line in the sand and say, right, if you're in a chase group and you're alone, fair play to you. If you're not in a chase group and you're alone, fair play to you. If you choose not to loan, fair play to you. I just don't see that it impacts people that much. You know, GCs are worth like what, 10, 15 quid tops when they come out now.
Yeah.
It's not like you're robbing someone blind if it happens. So I just, my personal opinion, get over it is what I'd say. But I know you've got a slightly different opinion on it and you've got some different feedback. So what's your take?
I wouldn't say it's different. My opinion on it, so I do agree with, I have a couple of scenarios, right? So scenario A, we'd say, right? We'll just use me and you in the circumstances because it's easier. So you have 15 Pogbas, gold Pogbas, we'd say. I have 7 gold Pogbas. I'm in your chase group. I'm going to come to you Saturday morning and say, look, United are playing. Do you mind if I borrow those 4 Pogbas? Or if you're trading them, work away. You know, at your expense, I'm not hindering your deck because you have the 11 Pogbas.
Yeah.
It's then up to you, as would say a friend or, you know, a chaser in a particular group, to kind of think, right, do I want to help him out or am I going to try to trade these for, we'd say, Salas or whoever it may be? Mm-hmm. If you, as the loaner, says, do you know what? I have enough of everything else. Yeah, you can have the 4. That's on you. I don't mind that because I haven't hindered your deck in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. What I kind of like, and again, you can't stop one without stopping the other because where do you draw the line? How do you prove? No, that's my scenario then is, say, you're first in the chase by 10K. You're not going to be caught. It doesn't have to be first. Like, you just know you're going to get top 20 regardless of the score in this very last game. I'm 21st. I'm 300 points behind 300. I say to you, right, look, not even that, because I'm not going to say it because it's cheeky. And if I do say that, like, you should really look at yourself. You say to me, look, do you know what? I've top 20 anyway, guaranteed. I'll drop down to 10 to 11. I'm still going to get a card. Makes no difference where I finish. Take all my cards for Southampton, West Ham, we'd say tonight. Take everything. All the boost, anything you need, take it all. I'm not chasing it. And then I have hindered your deck because I've taken, we'd say, the 7 rubies. I've taken the 2.2 boost. I've taken the 2.4 boost. And now I'm using them. And obviously, I'm going to jump into 16, 15, whatever it may be. But that's where I have it.
You've not hindered my deck if I'm not chasing that.
Yeah, okay. But
if I'm 10K clear and I'm not really chasing, or I'm just going to chase goals, you haven't really hindered my deck. I don't think one is any better than the other. I get what you're saying in terms of, look, if it doesn't impact you getting your maximum points total.
Yeah,
but I don't think you could kind of half. I don't think you can go halfway.
Oh, no, you can't. That's what I'm saying. It's impossible.
So I think both scenarios in that, just based on that, are one and the same.
Yeah. Like, similar with, we'd say you touched on sets there and awards. You know, like, I hold sets for UCL, I hold sets for DFL because, you know, like, I'd do it for EPL if I wasn't collecting the set. But, like, you know, it's just a thing you do. Like, it's just something, you know, yeah, I'll hold a set and I'll send it back. Like, don't worry.
Yeah.
Same again, like, if I've done it a few times, say, there's a set release, you're missing Salah, I have Salah. I have 2 Salahs, we'd say. So it's not, again, it's not hindering my collection.
Yeah.
I send you the Salah, you collect the award, you send me back to Salah. I'm okay with that.
But that's loaning there, right? So
yeah, you see, you can't stop it. Like, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. I mean, I guess they could do trade bans. So they could do, right, between whenever there's a chase on, no trades can go through. They could do that, and that would stop it completely. But then, like you say, you're not then getting to the root cause of what's causing. Well, you're solving one problem, but you're still then allowing people to claim sets. So I actually asked Charry about this a while ago in terms of, look, if I collect 11 of every card, is there ever going to be a scenario where I can collect 11 awards? So then I don't have to send them out to people.
Yeah.
You don't have to distribute 11 times the coins. You just distribute 11 times the awards. It's much safer for me. I don't have to find 11 people. I've got to, you know, I've got to trust to kind of keep sometimes 14, 15 card sets. And, you know, you don't have to give it, you know, these people don't get the coins and you don't have to give as many coins out. So it's something, again, I look at. but it wasn't currently within their kind of spec to be able to do. So I think it just circles back around to the beginning. If you're calling people out for loaning, but you're actively sending sets out to loan to people to get awards for you, I think it's just all a non-starter. I think it's all a load of kapooey that doesn't really need to be aired on Twitter every week.
It's kind of that thing, like, it's been there from the beginning. It's never going to change.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to change it because of the fact that, you know, if I can only collect one award and I can't send out the other awards because they've banned all this loan and I could potentially face a suspension, then I'm not going to spend as many diamonds to get 11 of that particular set.
Exactly.
Which
they're never going to want to go for.
I have asked the question. Now, I've got a very brief answer. This is going back with, say, last season, where I did ask about, because I'm not, I loaned off yourself when I first started coming back last year. Again, spares, not to hinder your deck. But I did ask, I said, look, I'm looking at, you know, I will be borrowing, you know, your Hazards or Pogbas or big players that I thought might score. I could be borrowing like 4 to 5 of them each week until I settle down and have my deck. And I kind of got a very vague, it'll be okay. Like, that, literally, it will be okay. I think it depends on, like, it's very kind of, if you're doing it every week, you know, like, fair enough, you know, if you're doing it for, it's the start of a season, like, you know, because financial, people have different financial backgrounds, you know, like, you can't cater to all people, like, and then people have to trade, like, GCs and stuff, so I was giving you gold GCs for Chase and stuff, and, like, that was a big bulk of trades, like, so does that look like you're loaning to me? It's kind of...
I guess if you put it into real-world scenarios, it's only the same as Chelsea buying 30 players and loaning 18 of them out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Villa at the moment have loaned Tammy Abraham, Yannick Bolasie. You could argue that's not fair because other teams in the Championship can't financially afford to loan those players because they can't afford the wages. I just don't think it's that much of an issue. That I think the issue comes when people say, oh, it's so wrong, and then the next week they loan.
Yeah.
I think that's where the issue comes from. I think it's just beef for beef's sake. I think the biggest issue is there's probably two or three chase groups that just don't get on for whatever reason it is. I'm not going to get into it, but they don't get on. They're always looking for little ways to snipe at each other. And ultimately, it's starting to grate on a lot of people that have been there a long time. It's like, do I really want kick beef again on a weekend, again throughout the week, again on my timeline? And it's the same old shit. It's a different day for me. I genuinely see it as a non-starter. If everybody just went, right, loaning is loaning. You do it, you don't do it, it's up to you. Everyone would be a lot happier.
Because it's there to be, I'm not going to say exploited, but it's there. It's not, I have asked for clarity. And I think if they do give us some clarity, like, whether it be through any of their social media or however they may want to do it, if they say, look, loaning is not a bannable offence, then that should squash any argument. Like,
it will squash the main argument, but it still will have a few, I know. Whichever way they went, whether they said, yes, you can do it, or no, you can't, you're going to upset 50% of the audience, because 50%, yeah, it's quite a divisive thing, isn't it, Loan? And you either agree with it and not really bothered about it, or you really passionately don't like it, from what I can see. So whatever response they come out with, they're going to piss a load of people off. So they either don't respond and leave it to everyone else to fight about it and just sit there and go, beef again this week.
I can't do that.
Or they come out with a response that's going to upset a load of people, whichever way they go, and then they cause a load of beef off the back of it. So for me, they're in a kind of a rock and a hard place. I would probably, as a company, be tempted just to kind of sit there and go, do you know what? We haven't said you can do it. We haven't said you can't do it. We're not going to actively go and ban someone for doing it. So let's just leave them to it. And you know, I just don't think they can win in that scenario. I think it's quite I think it's one you just got to kind of light a candle to.
Yeah. Yeah, he just squashed all my arguments.
I just I've seen it going on so long, and every now and again, I think I bit a little bit today actually, or yesterday, and it just winds me up. I really just don't get how people get so, you know. Hopefully, they're that passionate in every other area of their life, and they must have a wonderful life. But to get that passionate about loaning a few cards for a game, I don't get it. You know. If the GT's worth hundreds of pounds, then yeah, okay, maybe there's an argument to say, you know, the person that missed out, you kind of have helped them miss out on you know, a financial.
Yeah, but that's the benefit of a chase group.
That's exactly what the kind of point at the beginning was. You know, if you choose to chase in a group, you know, it's almost like saying, well, you can't chase in a group because you're not actually watching or listening to that game, so you're getting updates that you're not seeing.
Yeah.
It's you know, or your group's got 7 members, my group's got 5 members, so you've got a 2-member handicap this week. I don't think you're ever going to change it.
Really. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's kind of a, you can't stop one scenario without drawing the line in it altogether. I don't think... Personally, I don't think it's a bannable offence.
No, I don't think so.
From vibes I've got, I don't think it's a bannable offence. Look,
it definitely isn't, because if it was, then 90% of the community would be banned.
Yeah.
Because they've either loaned or loaned out.
Oh, I imagine, like, sure, everyone has done it.
Yeah, you know, I've actively said I've loaned to people. I genuinely haven't needed to loan anything myself, but I have loaned out to quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, if people have got some hate coming my way, then fair play. But, you know, I'm big enough and ugly enough to take that on my shoulders and let it wash off.
No, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's just going to keep going around and around in circles. You're going to keep stressing over it. You're never going to win the argument, because it's just going to keep, as I said, circles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think with the kick community compared to your FIFA community and your whatever community may be, it's very close knit. Like you know, if you said, "Oh, do you know this guy?"
Yeah.
99% of the time, I was going to go, "Yeah, I was just talking to him last week," or "Yeah, I was chatting to him there." You know, you're gonna know nearly everybody, especially on Twitter. Anyone who has Twitter, you're gonna know them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like, we're all adults. Like, just squash it out. Like, well, like, here, look. Do you know what?
I think that's part of the problem. We're not all adults. You know, there's a few. Let's say adolescent teenagers there, and you know, I'm not blaming them, because you know, sometimes they're absolutely right. You know, and sometimes they've got some really good points. But
yeah,
I just think sometimes people's. I do a lot of like management courses, and people talk. There's a really good book where it talks about different parts of your brain. It's called The Chimp Parent. and a lot of people with chimps come out when it comes to kick on Twitter.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you get a chance to read it, or read a summary of The Chimp Paradox, then that would explain what happens.
Is it just all words, or does it come with pictures?
It's all words, mate.
Doesn't interest me then. Is there a movie about it or anything though?
No.
Forget about it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'd love the Jeremy Kyle style type.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Wouldn't it be classic? Speak.
Get them all on a video chat and do an online Jeremy Kyle session. That'd be brilliant.
I honestly, like, it's a bit of everything. It's a bit of the complainer complaining about something he's never going to win. The guy defending himself because there's no, you know, you're going to defend yourself. And obviously, if no rules have been broken, you're going to explain your point. And then it has to fall back on a bit of kick as well, where they haven't given that clarity to say, you know what, this is the rule, abide by it, or you know, you're going to get banned. You know, like, you look at your EA, you buy coins, you're getting banned. You know, right, if I buy coins, I'm getting banned.
Yeah.
You know, you do a lag glitch, you are getting banned. You know, you know these things. It's a kind of a, I'm sure, I don't know, if it's not a common rule, I'm sure there's some sort of ruling on it, some written rule somewhere. Like, it just seems to be very kind of, you know, kind of depends kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody that's been banned for loans.
No, I don't.
So I don't think there's like inconsistencies there in terms of someone being banned in the past. And
what is, what is card cycling? Where does card cycling come in though?
So card cycling come in from, I think, the early days of Kick, where you used to get
Surely that's similar, no?
Not really, because you used to get awards. So like, if you collected every player from a club, you would get... So let's say you collected every gold, every silver, every bronze, every white, every iron, you would get something like 50,000 coins for collecting that team.
I think you get 5 now.
You get 5 now, but this is obviously to combat the cycling. So what people used to do was get multiple accounts, cycle all the hards around, get like, you know, 1 million coins for the Premier League, 1 million coins for doing the DFL, and they only ever have to do it once, and they just keep cycling it around.
Yeah.
Effectively, if you add 100 accounts, you could have 100 million coins across 100 accounts. So that's where I think cycling came into play. And then, in my opinion, cycling has been then used incorrectly to describe people that are kind of buying and selling, or not loaning, but buying and selling, or moving items in bulk, or moving all their cards from one account to another account because their account's got a 2-strike. You know, there's all those kind of things. So where people get 2 strikes on an account, they'll move all their cards to another one, so they've got effectively 3 strikes again. So, you know, that, in my opinion, is probably wrong, because you've abused the system, or you've done something wrong twice. Moving it to another account shouldn't just automatically give you 3 chances again. Yeah. I think the card cycling, there's lots of elements to that. I don't think it ties into the same thing, because you would never move enough cards, I don't think, for that to flag as card cycling, unless you're like really, really trying to loan every card someone's got.
Oh, I would, like, over the past, we say, year and a half, I've bought a lot, and I'm sure you have as well, I've bought a lot of bulks. Yeah. And I've never once been, you know, you can't do that kind of thing.
I'll be honest, and I know it's a subject we're potentially going to get onto in this one, or maybe it's one for another one, but I think a lot of it is where someone knows a mod. Someone's upset someone.
I don't agree with that.
And that mod has taken a view of, right, you know, that's probably not quite right. I'm going to ban that person, or I'm going to flag that person.
Right.
And then because of the fact that that's one person making a decision, that's nothing to do with tops, but they've made a decision that they feel that's rule breaking, another mod might not think it's rule breaking, or another mod might not have done it because it's not their friend. So that's where I think it needs to be cleared up. I think they probably need to give a list of things to mods that they can and can't do, and they can and can't ban for.
Right.
And I think that would probably clear the majority of this up. But you're still going to have that issue in the background of loaning and people agreeing with it and not agreeing with it. And do you know what? I think, you know, live and let live. It's not that big of an issue when you boil it down to its smallest form. It's not that big of an issue.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me because, you know, I exploit it to a small bit. You know, if I have a couple of sets, I'll loan them out. If I need a couple of players, I'll loan them in. Sometimes I might give a payment. Sometimes it depends on the person. So I might take a payment.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to yourself. You know, like, it's just the way things are. Like, we're going to move on to the mods now. I want to touch both. What I would say though about the loaning system is I have forwarded a document to Jerry. They're going to review the whole loaning system. And just the situation that carries around it. I don't think there's anything they can do about it, but that's what I've got. They're going to look and give us some clarity on it.
The only thing they could do is potentially put a trade ban in place.
You could do, you're only allowed to trade with the same person 3 times a day or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't mind, but then if you're buying, like I do a lot of buying in bulk, like
Yeah,
it's hard. Or, you know, if I'm selling a gold GC, it's hard for a kick. Like, it's hard to, you know, like, can I trust you to send me more trades tomorrow? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, I think limiting trades is going to be difficult because of that scenario. I think the only way to do it is genuinely to put, right, when there's a chase going on, you are not allowed to trade cards.
Once you're entered into that chase.
Once you've signed up and entered into that chase, you've entered it into it with whatever you've got or whatever you buy from the store within that time period.
Yeah.
While that chase is going on, you are not allowed to trade that league's card. So if I enter the Premier League one, I'm under a Premier League trade ban.
Yeah.
And until the last game, last ball's kicked in the last game. That would solve it. Nobody would, not too many people would be upset by that. I mean, you get people that want to get 11 of the editor's choice, but that's not going to, very rarely will that mean the difference between you getting a gold GC and a silver GC if you had 11 of them.
But it's not going to, because you're not going to be the only one who can't get 11. Everyone can only get one until the chase is over.
So it's one thing that levels it out for everybody.
Yeah.
So if you're not set up for that weekend's chase before the weekend,
similar to fantasy football, you have to have your deadline done by 11 o'clock.
Fantasy football, you can't go, hang on a minute. Salah just scored a hat trick. I'm gonna get Salah in.
Yeah.
The deadline. I think that's probably the only way they can solve it. But again, that only addresses part of loaning for me. The rest of it, in terms of loaning sets, is still out there. But again, the solution for that is allow people to collect multiple awards, and then that one's a non-starter as well. So. Yeah.
I don't know. Moving on swiftly to moderators.
Moderators. Oh, God. This is going to be a very divisive podcast, Mike.
Oh, do you know what? I'm back with a bang. No, it's just, look, it's, I think T1, I had a conversation with T1. He probably doesn't remember it. I was kind of saying, Joe, are you ever going to pack it in? You just seem to be the one constant that's never said, I want to leave, or, I know he said it, but he's never actually, you know when someone means something or not. And he's just said, no, I'm going to go down with the ship. I've put too much time. I've put too much investment money.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to add, I've met so many cool people on it. And that's the kind of mindset I'm at now. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do the top 20 anymore. I don't think, unless, something changes in the new year. I'm happy with my top 100, top 50. I'm okay at a push. But I'm not dedicating the whole weekend. I just don't have time with kids and work and the whole lot. But I do enjoy the app, and I enjoy the aspect of the app, and I enjoy the community and the banter and everything that goes with it. It just comes back to that. I've lost myself there now. But yeah, T-Bone was kind of I'm never going to leave it. So I think that kind of struck a nail where I was like, do you know what? I've put so much time, money, everything into it. I'm going to come back. And now, since I've been back the last 2 weeks, I'm kind of seeing a few little nuts and crannies that can be fixed. Easy fixes.
I think for me, so have I left? No, I haven't really left. I've stopped chasing. And that's a personal decision for me. I've got a lot kind of going on in personal life at the moment. All good, so nothing bad. But I'm getting ready for another baby to come in the next kind of 6 weeks. Work's got really busy, so I'm doing a lot more with work, and that's going really well. So from my point of view, I can't commit to the I'm going to chase from 12 o'clock on a Saturday all the way through to kind of 9 o'clock on a Saturday sometimes, and then I'm going to give up my Sunday, and then I'm going to give up my Monday as well. So I can't do that at the moment anymore. So for me to come back and chase, I would do one-off games.
Your derbies and stuff.
So potentially derbies, but then I've got to get contests for the kind of derbies. So that can get quite expensive because obviously people hold on to them. But if they had something we're going to do an early game kickoff and there's going to be an award for the early game, or a late game kickoff, or the Sunday game. So they kind of do it in fits and starts. But if there's something consistent, I said, right, every Saturday there's a late game.
For your casual,
Yeah, every Saturday there's a late game. We're going to put a chase on for that game. Or every Saturday there's an early game. We're going to put a chase on for that game. If there's a Monday night game on, something like that would probably entice me back, because then I could go, right, do you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch the football. I do miss the craft that we used to have on the group kind of updating. It was a good laugh. That bit I really do miss. And, I do miss getting some cool cards. I haven't picked up a gold GC for kind of 7 weeks, so from chasing. So I think if I was going to come back and chase, I would need some sort of, right, I can do Saturday evening. I know there's a chase on Saturday evening. Not, there might be one this week, there might not be one next week.
Yeah.
There needs to be something regular and structured for me to probably come back chasing. What I have got to say is some of the card designs that have come out lately are awesome. So the limiteds that have come out, really, really like those. And probably will start picking some of those up. I think some of the stuff that they had for VIP 6, a Neymar VIP 6 that just came out today.
They had a Neymar die cut. You see that the other day? It's 12 days of Christmas. So nice.
12 days of Christmas was brilliant. So I actually did go in and log in and get the Aubameyang one.
Yeah.
I managed to pick up two, so I gave one away, which was quite cool. But the sets that they've, you know, looking through the sets that have been released, they've released some really nice sets. The Elements, the Nebula, the Wrapping Paper, the Boxing Day
Wrapping Paper is beautiful.
You know, there's some really cool stuff there. So from a collection point of view, I am kind of sat there looking, do you know what, I want to pick some of these up.
Yeah.
And I'm now logging back in every day, you know, my daily coins. I bought the odd diamonds here and there. So, you know, I'm not going anywhere in terms of going, but with stuff that's going on, I've taken a little bit out in terms of I sold a few bits and pieces. And I've kind of stopped the full weekend chase, but I'm still around. I'm still trading. Done a few trades today.
Ooh.
Done a few trades over the last couple of days as well. So
what'd you pick up?
Piatti Gold GC.
No.
What else have I picked up? I picked up another couple of the three cards at 12 Days of Christmas cards. Picked up a couple of the 14-15 Silk GCs. The Poppy Kevin De Bruyne Gold GC.
Oh.
And David Silva Gold GC.
Oh.
So I've done two.
I think I know where you got them from.
Yeah, I haven't pulled a Lingard yet.
If anybody is selling the Lingard, please let me know.
Yeah. Please. If you are selling it, let me know. I've got plenty to choose from.
Let's get back to mods. Something I really want to touch on. Right. I got a list of mods.
Yeah.
There is... Right, I'll include yourself as an active moderator because I didn't know you were logging in. There is, now from the list I've received, there is 5 or 6 active mods on the app right now.
Yeah.
I've reached out to all of them and I've created a group on Twitter.
Have you added me to that?
I haven't, no, because I didn't know you were in this capacity. I'll add you after this. So, as you were saying earlier, there's a couple of, I wouldn't say rogue mods, but you know, as you were saying, you know, it's difference of opinion when it comes down to is he wrong or is he right when it comes to kick, because there's no real rules or guidelines. It's just like whatever you think is wrong, flag it. Whatever you don't think is wrong, don't flag it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, like, I know they have some guidelines, but it's very vague. I've created it to kind of, if you're unsure, send it in. There's a group of guys there, we can butt heads and say, so maybe don't, maybe leave it off, maybe just message him, say, look, you think you're wrong. If he continues, then, you know, that kind of way. Not to just go gung-ho, you know, you're breaking the rules, get out. It can't be done like that. Like, it's an app, it's meant to be fun, it's meant to be enjoyable. Now, if someone continuously annoys you and continuously just keeps spamming stuff and or is hateful or would say racist or, you know, negative in any way to anybody, I think that stuff needs to be looked at a bit more.
I think there's a two-way thing that needs to happen. I think creating a group is a brilliant idea. Having somewhere where you can kind of bounce ideas off people in terms of, you know, have you faced this scenario before? What do you think we should do? That's a great idea. But I think as a group of mods, we could probably get together and write a list of what is flaggable, what is bannable, what is escalatable.
Yeah.
So escalatable is in terms of straight to jury. I think what is... what's got a bit of ambiguity around it that we need some guidance. We could create a list of from our experiences. We could create a list of that and send it in. But I also think Kit could probably give us a list of things to do. So this is what we want you to ban. This is what we don't want you to ban. This is what you want you to flag, and this is what you want. We want you to report.
Yeah.
That would be quite useful. So I think it's a two-way thing. We could do it. They could do it. I would probably suggest that we probably do it, or the group that you created do it. And then Kit can review that from there and kind of send something back. I think you're absolutely right in terms of shouldn't matter who sends you the request, if it's your friend, if it's someone.
Oh yeah, no, it has to be straight or whatever.
I think mods have kind of got to do what it says on the tin and moderate, not just go with what their friend wants them to do. I think, you know, and I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to say anything because I don't know every scenario that happens. But I think that's happened in the past. So I think the group of mods doing that and Kick responding to that would be the first step in a journey that needs to happen quite quickly.
Yeah.
I also think they need a few more mods.
You've seen my tweet, have you?
Yeah.
I
copied that out. So
another conversation I've had. I don't think like I'm the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Like, and people, I've got a message today off some guy saying, "Who do you think you are?" Like I've been around the app a long time. You know, I've seen people leave. I've seen people come and leave. And as I said, it's something I enjoy. It's something I enjoy the company of. If me as a person and a personality can improve it in any way, shape, or form, you know, like I don't get anything for this or the podcast or. Mm-hmm. You know, the extra work that I do behind it or anything like that. It's just because I love it. Like, it's just, you know, so they are actively looking for mods. If you have any interest in it whatsoever, you can email top support.
Yep.
If you have any queries about what it might contain, you can message me on Twitter. You can message Jay on Twitter. You know, we've said it multiple times. We'll always respond. We're not that popular. probably got like one DM a week, but you know, if you're queer, like, cause I did get one guy today. Kevin said, "What does it consist of?" Gave him a list, and he came back. Do you know what? I'm on the app every day, but I just like doing my own thing. I don't want to be forced to log in.
Yeah.
And which is fair enough. You know, he asked the question, he got the answer. You know, it is what it is. Like, but I think, as you said, it has to be. You know, you have to be a moderator. Like, you can't be, you know, I'll message him and tell him he done wrong, and hopefully he'll delete it and won't do it again. Like, you have to use the rules and guidelines and stuff like that.
100%.
Yeah. So, look, any interest, you can email support, or if you have any questions, message me or Jay.
Yeah. More than happy to help and pass on. You know, we're very fortunate enough to have a direct line into charity as well. So if somebody wants to
speed dial,
yeah, someone wants to really wants to help with change and help drive a positive atmosphere on the app, then, you know, by all means, message us. We don't look at it and go, well, do you know what? We're not going to forward that one, or we forward it on. And you know, then it's up to charity and the guys at tops. We don't filter requests. We sometimes might answer a question that you've got without having to go back to charity because you've had it 10, 15 times before. But if it's something that we haven't had, or it's something that you want passed on, it gets passed on.
Anyway. I think that's the beauty of, you know, like, not even if me and you don't, like, if I don't know the answer, I'd probably go to you. If you don't know the answer, you know, I'm going to the likes of Seth, T-Bone. Mm-hmm. You know, I might reach out to Phil. You know, lads who have been there from the beginning, like, it's nice to... Like, I have, not connection, but I have kind of guys who I go, right, if I don't know it, if Jay doesn't know it, you know, if it's something to do with, you know, somebody that I know is going to know it, and if worse comes to worse, obviously you message Charity or whoever. But if you're stuck with any query, we're going to have an answer, we'll get an answer some way.
Yeah.
That's my rant over. I can go play some Fortnite now. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. This is my second podcast tonight, like, and I'm just fit to go through the window. Yeah, and I'm working till 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm working till 10 o'clock New Year's Eve.
Oh, you see, I'm off till the 3rd. Feet up, not doing a lot. So,
yeah. Look, happy Christmas, everyone, and hope you all have a good New Year.
Yes, yeah. Happy Christmas and a happy new year. And this will be coming back more regular. So,
oh, yeah, look, the schedule is every Friday night. Every Friday night, this podcast will be released. This was just a blowout just to say, look, it's back. No real. I had a lot of content that I sent on to Jay a couple of days, or last night or the day before. And then I was just going through my Twitter the last 2 days and just so much stuff came up that I was like, do you know what? just go in fresh and just
they're the two most emotive subjects
at the moment. Yeah, right now. So like, if I like, I see a lot of people being like, "Oh, the mods ain't doing it. Like, the mods need to do this, or the mods are this. Don't do this." Like, I'm not saying this in a smart way, but if you think that you can add anything to it at all,
yeah,
put your name forward.
100%. You know,
100%. It's not going to be, you know, no one's going to, you know, I don't know what I'm saying now. But yeah, if you believe like that, you know, you have any way that you could add to, we'd say, mm-hmm. a team, or, you know, you could even help. Like, for example, if any of the more experienced guys listen to this, if you don't want to be a mod, or, you know, you just think, look, I'm past that. But, you know, you might be able to add to the group that, you know, mightn't, you know, you might have a bit more experience. Just say, look, can I be added to the group? At least then I can help out with some decisions or something.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy with that. Like, yeah. But yeah, that's me done. Anything else to add?
No, nothing new from me. Just to wish everybody listening again. I hope you all had a great Christmas. I hope you all have a fantastic new year. Looking forward to recording more of these and probably being a bit more active on the app than I have been the last few weeks. So, got trades, send them over. If you've got questions, send them over. Look forward to catching up with some of the guys that I probably haven't spoke to as much as I normally do in the next few weeks.
I have one last thing. Anybody selling the Lingard goal game changer, the Derby game changer for last season, or the 14 car count limited, message me.
Yeah.
Or I'll find you.
And if he can't give you anything you want, I will give you something you want.
Ooh.
That's right.
He has loads of good stuff.
There we go.
All right. Catch you next week.
Cool. See you later.
Bye.
Take care.